For more on Prime Minister Blair's political difficulties over the war in Iraq and what he might hope to accomplish on this visit, we turned to Peter Stothard, author of 30 Days, a new book about Tony Blair and British policy over the war in Iraq. Stothard does not believe Blair is in deep political trouble at the moment.
He's certainly come up against some very, very hostile, virulent, almost poisonous levels of criticism, some of it close to hatred, which is really quite new. I mean, I've been covering politics in Britain for 20, 30 years, and I've never seen anything quite like this. So to that extent, it's nasty and probably feels to him pretty bad. But does that mean that he's in danger of losing his job? No.
A year ago, we heard stories that Prime Minister Blair was being derided by critics as George Bush's poodle, as a British Prime Minister subservient to the American president. Then it seemed he had shaken off that entire complaint. Today, does it help him to come to Washington and stand beside Mr. Bush? Does it hurt him? What would you say?
It doesn't help him with the people who hate him most. There's a strong strand in British public opinion amongst young people, particularly amongst women, amongst the Labour Party, that is deeply hostile to his stand on the war and has a strong strand of anti-Americanism in it too. So no, it doesn't help him with those at all. But Tony Blair has never really put that very high in his list of priorities during this crisis. I mean, he decided it was the right thing to do a long time ago, and he was prepared to risk his job to do it and to avoid America having to go it alone against Iraq. And that's one of the things that means more to him than almost anything else. So, yeah, he's taking a lot of heat, but he's shown himself well prepared to take it.
What do you think would constitute, from his standpoint, a successful visit to the United States this week?
I think the most successful outcome that he would like to see is anything that can persuade him and opinion back home that America is concerned, as he's going to say in his speech, I think, to promote genuine international values. And therefore, we're not just talking about post-war Iraq, we're talking about the Mideast peace process, but we're also talking about all the other things, from environment to trade and other issues, where the United States can promote these values that we went to war for in Iraq. And I think Blair has quite a strong, tough message for America. I mean, he will receive the praise and as being a loyal ally, and he has been a loyal ally. But he also thinks that America needs to do a lot more to promote the core values of the civilized world.
Does Prime Minister Blair believe that inside the heart of the Bush administration there lurks the potential for a U.S. government that would back the International Criminal Court, the Kyoto Treaty on Global Warming, all sorts of international issues where the U.S. has stood alone and angered all of those very Europeans and Brits you've mentioned who are so much against us at this point?
Well, Tony Blair isn't starry-eyed. He does, however, I think, see George Bush as a more open-minded man than many people in Britain and Europe do. And having watched these two work together, it's very clear that they see George Bush as someone who you can talk to, someone who you can persuade, someone who's open to a clear and original sense of where his self-interest lies. So this idea of this sort of very stiff, closed-mind man, you know, dominated by neoconservatives, which I think maybe quite a few people around Tony Blair probably thought he was, perhaps before they'd focused on it, I think they have a better view of him now. And so I think Tony Blair is not starry-eyed, but he's hopeful.
What was it? What was the communication between Prime Minister Blair and President Bush that persuaded others around the Prime Minister that Mr. Bush was not the conservative caricature that he might have been seen as before that?
Well, I think the Middle East was certainly one of those points. I mean, there were plenty of people
publishing the roadmap.
I think publishing the roadmap and looking and seeming as though he was really prepared to put some of his own muscle and his own political might into confronting these issues. Now, nobody knows for certain, and I think anything that the president can do today to both to accept what I'm sure would be great praise from Tony Blair for his what he's done so far. But anything he can do to make it to make it absolutely clear to critics in Europe that he's not going to stand pat on that, I think will be very valuable.
Peter Stothard, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Peter Stothard, author of the book 30 Days, Tony Blair and the Test of History.